Max and Sarah, you better care because we're pretty cool. We're too cool for school, but we go anyways because we go for dates. And that's all right. That's don't fight. Let's not fight because fighting is dumb. Fighting is what you do when you're a plum. But actually, plums don't really fight because they're fruit and they don't move or they don't bite. That doesn't make sense, but that's okay. I'm trying to rap lines and keep it going all day, but that's all right because I'm not that great at rapping, but I'm doing it anyways.
You're so good at that. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I could never do that. Oh, so cool.
Good afternoon to UOW.
You're listening to Radioactive.
I'll buzz you in.
Hello. I'm Max, and I'm a junior at Nova High School. I became a part of Weekday High, now Radioactive, in the summer of 2011.
And I'm Sarah Rosenthal. I'm a senior at West Seattle High, and I became a part of Radioactive in the summer of 2012. Welcome to Radioactive's monthly podcast.
Radioactive is a program for high school students who want to produce radio. And let me tell you, producing radio is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm, I agree. We conduct interviews, we use editing software, we do it up real big, the whole bit. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook. Search Radioactive Youth Media.
We have some great stories for you, so tune in.
If you dare.
Wow, Halloween's coming up pretty quick.
As you may know, if you listen to the Summer Radioactive podcast, which was wonderful, there were 8 of us producing stories. But the seasons have changed, and a new generation of Radioactivians has stepped in. They're part of a workshop at the South Park Community Center. We're going to start this show by introducing a few from the new crop.
New crop? If only we still had crops in the gardens right now.
We'll start off our podcast with a story by Antonia Dorn about one of our newest Radioactivians.
Dulce Sacedo was only 16 this summer when she lost her home. She was worn out from all the schoolwork she had to do and fell asleep in her room with candles lit. The next thing she knew, she was leaving behind the ashes of her home in South Park and restarting her life in Boulevard Park. She lost everything.
If you had to say what the most important thing was that you lost from the fire, what would you say it was?
My grandma's necklace.
How long had you owned that?
Since I was 3.
Is your grandma still around?
No, she died last year.
Dulce is still trying to stay strong and keep herself occupied. Things were hard having to leave home, and it's even harder to deal with the trauma of the accident. Dulce has a full life ahead of her, and she's remaking it from the ground up. For Radioactive, I'm Antonia Dorn.
Next month, we'll hear more of that story.
Undeniably, Dulce's grandmother's necklace was really important to her. Keep your ears open for more talk about what people value in today's podcast. Oh my, that sounds pretty fast.
Sounds really fast.
I think I'd be a little frightened going in a car that fast.
We'll hear more about that story later in the show. Next, we have a quick clip from a man who found value in an everyday object after stumbling upon it by chance. Eyebrow wiggle.
What is the most interesting thing you've ever found in your life?
Watch. I was in West Seattle in the YMCA, and he is a Lloyd Elgin. It was a Lloyd Elgin watch just sitting here, and it's worth $400 or $500. So I just went to the front desk and asked, do they know who it belonged to? And they said no. So I put it in my backpack and brought it to my apartment here, and I've been had it now 3-4 years. I felt good in my heart that there was something that I hadn't had since I lived in Chicago 35 or 40 years ago. So I just thought it was for me.
That snippet was collected by new Radioactivian Keelan Anderson.
Man, that watch must have been worth some cray-cray spondoolies.
Spondoolies? What are spondoolies?
Fresh.
Ill.
Sick.
Dope.
Mobbin.
YOLO.
Bomb.
Swag.
Sketchy.
Slang of the month.
Let's see what some people in the U District think spondoolies are.
You're just making that up.
Can I get it in a sentence?
Yo, I was walking down the street with my spondoolie leaking out my pocket.
Silly and spontaneous and just out of this world.
Spondoolies. Oh, that's such a great word.
Something really happy because it reminds me of supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Mm, that is the spawn of the dooley animal. Clearly.
I don't know. I think of a spool of thread, but I have no idea.
Some sort of sporting event? I don't know.
It'd be a tall pink flower.
Something to do with a sponge.
I feel like it'd be a type of, like, skin rash.
No, I think it sounds like a crepe with some sort of cream frosting in it.
Is it a noodle?
Oh, I'm gonna guess spaghetti.
Spontaneous, dubious, and Orange Julius.
Well, you want to tell us what spondoolies actually are?
The word spondoolies originates from the spondylus shell, which was used as Neolithic jewelry and, like, money back in ancient
Greece.
That's
appealing.
Fancy stuff.
Well, you should get me some spondoolies.
I would if I were thousands of years old. I could.
Oh,
but,
all right.
You know.
You're not?
No, I'm not. I know I look like it, but...
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I wasn't going to say anything.
You weren't going to say that.
Anyways,
sweet.
Spondoolies is spelled S-P-O-N-D-O-O-L-I-E-S.
Spondoolies.
So if you want to know more, you can always look it up on the interweb.
Well, all that talk about money brings us to our feature story.
Radioactive reporter Anne Kane took a ride in a fancy car worth some major spondoolies.
The University of Washington has a rather unlikely partnership with car manufacturer Lamborghini. Lamborghini funds a lab at the UW that researches carbon fiber composites. That's a lightweight material that's used in the production of cars and airplanes. Anne Kane took a drive with Lambo Lab director Paolo Farabelli to talk about the research.
Car on.
Radio off.
Paddle shift ready to go.
Okay, let's go.
I'm sitting in the passenger seat of a three-week-old Lamborghini Gallardo. It's white. The red and green of the Italian flag run down the center. Inside, it's all black suede and red leather.
The crowd will cheer.
My driver is Paolo Farabelli. He's Italian, too. Sitting in this car feels like being on a roller coaster, only everybody's watching, for good reason.
Describe that.
Imagine, you know, if you were to be able to put a sound to your heartbeat when a ball is charging directly at you.
It's true.
This car does 0 to 60 in 3.4 seconds. But we're on the University of Washington campus. We never make it out of first gear. Paolo Farabelli is the director of the Automobili Lamborghini Advanced Composite Structures Laboratory. The Lambo Lab researches carbon fiber composites. Those are lightweight materials used in the bodies of airplanes and cars, like the Gallardo. The material is extremely strong, but also very light. This technology was used in the Boeing 787 Dreamliner. Farabelli says the Gallardo we're driving is here as an example of what the lab does. The Lambo Lab started as a research project between the University of Washington, the Federal Aviation Administration, and Boeing. At the time, Farabelli was working at the university, but had worked for Lamborghini in the past. When Lamborghini heard about the work being done on carbon fiber, they invested in the lab. Farabelli says Lamborghini was
trying to get as much novel content and technology from, you know, Boeing on the 787 program, for example, and apply it to high-end luxury sports cars.
Lamborghini was interested in carbon fiber because they hoped to make a car that was lighter, safer, and cheaper to produce. Farabelli took me on a tour of the Lambo Lab. It's in the basement of the university's aerospace building. It's cluttered with machines that cut, scan, print and press carbon fiber composites. The researchers are developing better ways to make carbon fiber composites. The old way of making composites was slow and expensive. Sheets of carbon fiber were layered by hand into a mold and held together with a sort of glue. Then it had to be put in a pressurized oven or an autoclave to harden. It could take hours. So the Lambo Lab developed a different process called forged composites. Forged composites use chopped up pieces of carbon fiber, not long sheets. The pieces are mixed with the glue in the mold and then put into the autoclave. The mixture spreads itself out into the mold, no need to layer it. You can think about it like the difference between making lasagna and mac and cheese. The old process was like hand layering lasagna noodles into a pan. It took a really long time. With the new process, you pour the noodles and the cheese in a pan together, no layering required. Lamborghini found that forged composites cut down on price and time. With the old way, you could only make about 1 to 2 passenger cells a week. A passenger cell is the part of the car that you sit in.
But with forged composite, we're able to push that to about 50 to 100 a day. So we took the cost down by a factor of 10, and we brought up the rate by a factor of 10 or 100.
The Lamborghini Murcielago was made in 2001 using the old layering process. They could only make about 2 passenger cells a week. But the 2013 Sesto Elemento is almost all forged carbon fiber. Lamborghini will be able to make up to 100 passenger cells a day. Farabli insists that the lab isn't just interested in improving high-end sports cars. He says they're using forged composite research to revolutionize the entire car-making process.
And when I mean make cars, I mean everyday passenger cars. And so we're working on a way that, instead of taking, 1,000 steps to build a frame, it may only take 10 steps.
That won't be for another few years. Until then, Farabli is happy to improve the Lamborghini. Because for him, Lamborghini does more than just make cars. They make the material of dreams.
Kind of in the same way you may one day aspire to buy a painting by Rembrandt or painting by, my favorite painter, Canaletto. You one day you were able to afford a Canaletto to put in your living room. And I think that's what the Lamborghini really is. It's kind of that long-term goal that once you get to materialize it, means that you've realized not just one dream, but thousands of other dreams.
Earlier this year, Lamborghini unveiled the Urus. It's an SUV with a carbon fiber interior. The Urus is only a concept, but you might see it driving on your streets sometime in the future.
Yes. One day. I'm rich enough.
For Radioactive, I'm Ann Kane.
I hope I had the money to get that car. But not yet. I mean, you don't get that type of money when you're 16. Mm-mm. It doesn't happen.
No, nope.
Unfortunately. Now, let's explore a different meaning of the word value.
Katie and Van Lu reports on another new Radioactivian's devotion to changing people's perception of the law.
Trey Tui Tulau is a junior at Big Picture High. Trey is deeply interested in criminal justice. His interest stems from what he's seen in his neighborhood growing up. People didn't trust the police, and the police never showed up when they were called. He wants to change the negative perception of police and other officials who are present in his community.
I've always seen, bad examples of cops, and I've always learned from it, and my dad has always been involved with cops, but in the wrong way. So, I've always wanted to be involved with them, but, in a good way.
Trey is currently taking many criminal justice classes through programs at his school. One day, he hopes to be a police officer or FBI agent. Radioactive, I'm Katie and Van Loo.
It's always important to find value in what you love. That's what makes life worth living.
Oh, is it? Look at Sarah busting out them philosophical thoughts.
Oh, look at Max being a critic.
Well, you know what? I'm always a critic.
Yeah, whatever.
It's not always easy when other people don't find value in what you do.
And with that, we'll wrap up our show with one more introduction. A story by Keelan Anderson about another new Radioactivian.
Evan is a young man who is nothing less than adventurous. His insatiable hunger for excitement has pushed him to tackle many obstacles in his backpacking trip in Central Oregon, experiencing rough waters in and outside of his raft. His problem is, not everyone was sharing his optimism.
I would say I had pretty much the worst group, because none of them wanted to be there for themselves. Either they were forced to come there because they got in trouble, or pretty much the whole time they were like, I don't want to be here, I want to go home.
But ever the optimist, Evan persevered. Despite the bleak outlook of a lot of his peers, he himself kept his perseverance up and bright. From Radioactive, I'm Keelan Anderson.
I think these guys are going to be great. I can feel it.
Our managing editors are Nathan Friend and Jenny Asarno. Big thanks to them for teaching us the ropes of radio.
Like Radioactive on Facebook or check us out at kuow.org/radioactive.
That's kuow.org. Be sure to Don't take my line.
I'm not
used. Be sure to tune in for next month's podcast.
Thanks for listening. This is Radioactive. Just give me the beat. That's all I need. Just give me the beat. That's all I need. God, I did it again.
I told you. You okay. Sound like you have a New York accent.
We'll start off.
It's great. I like it. I can't do it. Are you from New York?
No.
You're not?
No.
I don't believe it.
In New York, but